Some citizens of Colombia feel they can't do much about a guerrilla war that's lasted longer than most have been alive. They can talk about it, and even rap about it. Young Colombians are using rap music to vent about war, corruption, crime, and poverty. Reporter Patricia Nazario traveled to Bogota.
Most young people in Bogota describe Colombia as a world of corruption driven by greed, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. She's rapping in Spanish about corruption in Colombia's healthcare system and how the government is planning economic and technological developments, supposedly for the good of the country. But she says the money will go straight to their personal accounts. Viviana Izquierda started rapping with her husband when they got married 4 years ago. She was 14. Now 18, the couple has a toddler, and the young mother and wife says rhyming about Colombia's internal conflicts is not only therapeutic for her, it's a valuable outlet for others.
We've had to do a lot of investigating to be able to say those things. I have to watch the news, interviews, read magazines. We've listened to our families talk. We've asked people what they think. We are speaking for poor people who have less of an opportunity to speak out.
Wearing the typical gear associated with rappers, big shirts, baggy pants, and hiking boots, young Colombians look like the popular artists on rap music videos like 50 Cent. But designer labels, expensive cars, and gold jewelry are worlds away from the issues driving Colombia's hip-hop movement. According to the latest national figures, Colombia is home to nearly 45 million. The basic monthly salary is about $120, and unemployment stands at nearly 22%. Bogota, the country's capital, is littered with slums where large families commonly live together. Here, lyrical inspiration comes from a growing social and political consciousness, the kind of messages that characterized the genre when rap was created by poor blacks and Hispanics from the ghettos of New York City. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? KRS-One with Boogie Down Productions rhymed about black pride and black history. Music from the early days of rap is now called old school, and it's the baseline for Colombia's hip-hop movement. Bogota has four radio programs dedicated to it.
Lo que consideramos old school.
And young rappers like Viviana Izquierda and her group Triple C are learning from it, even though, like most Colombians, they don't speak English. Izquierda is the only female in this group of a dozen young rappers during a workshop at In Between Worlds, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the hip-hop culture. Its goal is to bridge the gap between mimicking rap videos and understanding the movement.
We want them to be able to see also the other side of hip-hop, which is a positive message.
Vanessa Glosh has lived in Europe, the United States, and moved to Colombia 4 years ago. Right away, the 31-year-old artist hooked up with a local rapper named Indigo and started the workshops. Glosh also directed the first documentary about Colombia's hip-hop culture and the difficulties facing young people after four decades of civil wars. Colombian Hip-Hop Testimonials 2000 was screened across Europe and the U.S. and won Best Documentary Shorts at the H2O Film Festival in New York. Glosh says Colombia is generally seen as a place to avoid, and those born here have little hope things will change.
I don't really think they're thinking of changing things through politics. I think that the only way they can change things is by not falling into crime themselves. And that's how they do it. Because if you're doing graffiti or if you're breakdancing, rapping, you're being creative and you're not out robbing.
The Yetnia Crew was Colombia's first and most famous rap group with performances clocked around the world. Colombian Snow is one of their first songs. It's about how the heavy demand for cocaine from the U.S., Europe, and Asia continues to drive the production of drugs in Colombia. He says, you know, here we have everything to talk about. Connie, the leader of La Etnia, explains how Colombia is like a painter's palette and says urban life is their inspiration. Regardless of the message, most rappers produce their music on the side while supporting themselves with other jobs. But the slim chance of making money is not discouraging newcomers.
Sí, sí me gusta. Sí.
Agreeing they like what they hear brings Viviana Izquierda and Triple C a step closer to finishing their first song. Young Colombian rappers are hopeful the hip-hop movement will continue growing. For now, Izquierda says, at least they're doing what they love and raising awareness. For NPR News, I'm Patricia Nazario.